Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We want to consider 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse number 3. 2 Samuel 22, verse number 3. The scripture said, "The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence." 31, verse 31 of that same chapter, verse number 31 says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him." Praise the Lord. We are talking about trust in the Lord, part 7. Trust in the Lord, part 7. The scripture in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3, speaks to open our eyes to who God is, and why the writer is claiming him to be the focus and foundation of his trust. He says, "The God of my rock." He is my rock. "And in him will I trust." I've not only trusted him, I'm going to continue to trust him. Because he's always my rock. Not only that, he's my shield. Praise the Lord. "And the horn of my salvation," the strength of my salvation. He is my shield. If something else is the reason why you feel you are saved, then you are not saved at all. Christ himself should be the horn of your salvation. That word horn there means source, means strength. So if Christ is not your strength or your source of salvation, then you are not saved at all. And he says, because the strength of my salvation is Christ. Not only that, he's also my high tower, my refuge. Sometimes we need to take an excursion to all these olden days, forts and castles, how they were built to fortify the people. He said, "He's my savior, and he saves me from violence." Everything he's showing here, my rock, my shield, these are all like battle languages. Yes, my rock, my shield, for defense. The horn of my salvation, for offense. My tower, I run into it for my protection, preservation. He's my refuge. Not only that, he goes ahead of me to be my savior and he saves me from violence. He says that because of that, I will continue to trust in him. No human being can be any of these to you at all times. Maybe for some time, but not at all times. And because God alone, Jesus Christ alone, can be all this and more, he says that you can be confident that from time to time when you put your trust in him, he will deliver you from violence. So one of the reasons why we should be very comfortable in putting our trust in Jesus is because of who he is and what he's proven through generations to do for his children or the people who put their trust in him. And in the verse 31, I even like the way it was scripted. It said, "As for God, his way is perfect." It doesn't need to be convenient to you, but it's perfect. You bit your tongue, but it's still perfect for God. Because maybe he made you shut up from saying something that would have gotten you a sack. But his way is perfect. Sometimes when things are not flowing the way we expect them to flow, we tend to sometimes lose energy. We tend to become some way, is my faith not working and all of that. You have to understand That God's ways are what? Perfect. His ways are what? The word of the Lord is tried. His word is true. He is a buckler to all them that trust him. If you trust in the Lord, he becomes a buckler to you. He is a perfect God who has never sinned and can never sin. And so, even when things are not favoring you by your human expectation, you have to understand that God never does wrong. Praise the Lord. He never does what? Wrong. I mean, Naomi was told that this Ruth that you have, she's more than 7 sons to you. Take it like that. And don't continue to weep about your husband that died and your boys that died. Because this Ruth is going to be more than 7 sons to you. And surely, we know that Naomi's name is not recognizable in scripture because of the name of her husband. Nor the 2 sons that died in the land of the Moabites. But because of her mentorship of Ruth, God's ways are what? Perfect. Now, no one prays for that kind of situation that happened or circumstance that ensued in Naomi's life. But imagine if that was not so. Possibly there is no way Naomi's name would have been prominent in scripture. Because Naomi is prominent because of Ruth. Ruth's marriage to this brother Boaz, right? Then Boaz gives birth to Jesse. Jesse gives birth to David. Genealogy of Jesus is forming. And Ruth is right there. And we can't talk about Ruth without talking about Naomi. God's ways are perfect. Look at Job. He was the holiest and the wealthiest in the East. But it was never put under the spotlight until all the things that he went through that were against the grid. And if you take the sorrowful story of Job out of his life, he's not part of the he's not a prominent feature of scripture. Hello? When you hear Job, what comes into your head? You're going to learn how to stick with God even in the bad times. True of us. But God's ways are perfect. He takes Jesus to the cross. And that is the single most important thing that begins to usher us into our redemption. You talk about Jesus, whether you like it or not, you talk about the cross. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll put my trust in him because he is perfect. There is nothing perfect here on earth. The only perfect thing is Christ, the word of God. So, for us who believe that God has given us wisdom, it's important that we don't put our trust in things that are fleeting, things that perish, but to put our trust in God, who is what? Perfect in all his what? Ways. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. And in doing so, we have learned that Bible defines trust in the Lord in certain terms. Some of them he comes direct, some of them they are inferred. And in the first service, we learned that trusting in the Lord is putting your trust in, your confidence in one who has greater strength than you do have. We also learned that trust in the Lord is also seen as an expectation, that God should be the foundation of your expectation. The Bible says that faithful is he who has promised. The same will do. You can trust God. You cannot trust things around you. You need to trust in God to arrange for things around you. Praise the Lord. In this scripture, we are going to learn that trusting in the Lord means not rebelling against the Lord. That is to say that if you are a Christian and you lack trust in the Lord, it is seen as rebellion. And the scriptures are here. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 31 to 32. Jeremiah 29, 31 to 32. In the King James, he says that, "Send to all them of the captivity, saying, Thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehelamite." And he said, "Because that Shemaiah has prophesied unto you, and I sent him not, and he caused you to trust in a lie." He said, "Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will punish Shemaiah and his seed. He shall not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he behold the good that I would do for my people, saith the Lord, because he has taught rebellion against the Lord." So you see that he said that this guy Shemaiah, who prophesied, he prophesied a lie, and he has caused God's people to trust in a lie. But the lie he prophesied, that made the people trust him. When you come to the next verse, he says that he has taught them rebellion. To say that these people trusted in a rebellion because the person prophesying was a false prophet, and they followed the false prophet in his lies. And they are putting their trust, which the Lord defines as rebellion. So if we're Christian and your trust is in other things other than the Lord, you are in rebellion. You have to not just serve the Lord only, but you also ought to trust him only. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. You know, sometimes you say that, "I know I'm a good child of God, I'm not a rebellious child of God," but your trust is in your boss. You consult your boss even before you consult God. You can see that your real existence is based on someone or something or some space. You trust so much in America that you are not able to do anything in Ghana. What is, ask somebody why. Do you know that some people are bodily here, but in their imagination they have already migrated? Body in Ghana, soul in America or in Australia. And some people never think that they can do anything meaningful here in Ghana. Your trust is in a place. Your trust is in a system. Your trust is in some person. Come on now. You can see clearly that some people don't see God. They see things, they see systems, they see, you know, spaces, welfare systems, medical systems. I wish Africa would have it all put together, but no matter what you say, the errors that happen here, even worse, happen abroad. They kill people every day. Medical negligence, the real one, in the abroad, will kill you with ease. The point is that when you are stepping out into a medical facility, you have to put your life in the hand of God. Because somebody's carelessness, someone's recklessness, someone's foolishness, he was drunk last night, he has not recovered, but he is known to be the expert for this surgery. He's coming to cut you based on the ogoglo and kill you. Some of you here have experiences of very complicated surgeries that were supposed to be very simple, done abroad, which houseman would just do here and is 15, 20 minutes away bus. Professor is doing and is killing you. One doctor in this church went to Canada and was not practicing her medicine. She was schooling and she fell ill. She knew what was wrong with her, but she couldn't, of course, treat herself. So she went to the hospital and she sat before the doctor. The doctor was treating her based on Google. Was Googling to treat her. So the lady said, the diagnosis you are giving me is wrong. Can I speak to your boss? He said, what do you mean? He said, if I take this, you will kill me. This is what will happen, that will happen. That will say, who are you? Why are you talking to me like that? I said, I want to see your boss. If she herself was not a medical doctor, that person sitting Google, sitting behind Dr. Google would have just killed her. He said, I'm a medical doctor from Ghana. We hold you. We will know what is wrong with you. We don't even have machines. But we will hold your hand. We will know what's happening in your head. And lo and behold, when the boss came and the proper things were done, you know, she was sorted out. I'm saying that sometimes you travel abroad and you hear what people say and you wonder, were these people born here? Your trust is so much in a UK system, in a Canadian system, in an American system, as if when we take God out of that system, there is anything in that system. Nowhere is good enough if God is not there. Praise the Lord. So you have to put your trust in. John the Baptist was in the wilderness. He was doing great. Not everybody must be in a hurry to come to town. You lose your head, though. Stay in the wilderness trusting in God. It's important that we understand that our trust must continually be in the what? In the Lord. Too powerful. So this guy was planting them in rebellion. You are in rebellion when you start trusting in things. When you start trusting in stuff other than God himself. If you are here, say, I am here. Psalm 78 verse 22. Psalm 78 verse 22. Look at what the scripture said. It said, because they believe not in God and trusted not in his salvation. So some people really struggle to believe in God and they struggle to trust in his saving arm. Deuteronomy also says that trusting in other things is rebellion. Deuteronomy 9:23 in the NASB. Deuteronomy 9:23. It says, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You neither believed him nor listened to his voice. You didn't trust him. You didn't listen to his voice. So that was seen as what? Rebellion. Believing, trusting in God is seen as you not rebelling against the Lord. So for you not to be seen as a rebel in the sight of God, you need to impose all your confidence and expectation in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are here, say, I am here. Now, one of the reasons why we have to be trusting in God is the fact that it's either you are trusting in God or you are trusting in other things. And you can also even trust in man. Last week, I think we started sharing about when you start trusting in man, then it will give birth to other things. And we learned that it is better to trust in God than to trust in man. Are you here? And we learned last week, we learned, I'm sorry, I'll recap what he said that when you start trusting in man, you start trusting in friends. Where do you go? Listen to the second service. This one we did, how a best friend can make you lose your trust for God. And then when you start trusting in man, you start trusting in yourself. Then you start trusting in your own heart. Then you start trusting in your own wickedness. Then this one will learn that you start trusting in your own righteousness. Wow. That is, once you start trusting in man, you will now enter all the branches of the bank of trusting in man. For this service, when you start trusting in man, one way you will know that you have started trusting in man or you have lost your trust for God is that you start trusting in your own beauty. You trust in your beauty. Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 15. Ish. Ezekiel 16:15. It says that, but thou did trust in thine own beauty and played the harlot because of thy renown, and poured out thy fornications on everyone that passed by. His it was. Charlie? Free Valentine. He said the reason why it was so was that he started trusting in your own beauty. And he said the beauty here is talking about Israel just making themselves, going into harlotry. Okay? Just serving different idols and then even fornicating amongst the people. And he said that you started playing and trusting in your renown. You get to a point where your beauty is your fame. Your beauty is the fame or the glory God put on you. Then you are turning it around to make you lose your trust in God. You are so and so. You are da-da-da-da-da. Your favor has landed on you. And now that you started becoming big, you have lost your trust in God. A lot of them, God started with them. Now they say they are Freemasons. It is God who started raising them. Now they say they are free. It's like you have now become wise. So you are Freemason. Why don't you become free carpenter? Or free shoemaker. Then people are into all manner of things because, yeah, those of us who are bourgeois, those of us who are this level, those of us who belong to this class, we don't just put ourselves in Christ, in our trust in Christ. You know, we have to join this and then, you know, put our, yeah? Be careful. People begin to trust in their own beauty. And when you trust in your own beauty like that, see, the internet, it will never forgive you. You seem to think you are so wise. You throw bomb. 5 years. And the internet will start giving birth to all the children you born by the side. And it comes and then, what? It will be giving you woto. Because when some people, when they are speaking, there is no even room of allowance for, you know, with the benefit of the doubt to say that I stand to be corrected. You speak in absolute terms as if you are the measure of truth and intelligence. Then when it starts hitting back, then you say, I'm a human being. No, brother, take it easy. Are you here at all? People are looking for clicks. Like click, 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 viral video. You say anything at all. You don't need God to prosper. If I don't need God, do you know where I come from? When I was doing my undergrad, when I didn't pray well, my brain was not working well. I couldn't learn well until I prayed well. Maybe you are so intelligent even without God. But some of us who come from where we come from, oh, without God, we are nothing at all. Am I talking to somebody? I told you one day I was going to preach in Swedru. One cat like goat, as big as goat, came from the bush in the night. My car almost went into a pit. You think it's driving that saved me? No. Some of us, we have trusted in the Lord. We can't even trust in our arena. I can't even trust in any eloquence, any oratory, any wisdom. I can't trust. It is just God being the foundation of our trust. Because man is today and is no more tomorrow. We are like the vapor in the air or the grass of the field that is so perishable. And so you cannot trust in your beauty. After all, scripture says that beauty faded. It can fade. Some people we know, oh, they used to be very beautiful. La. Physically, you see them, you think that this is really a human being. Every other person is something else. But today, I'm saying today, they are going all manner of, oh God, things really fall apart, right? Tell somebody, don't trust in your own beauty. There are things that makes you very beautiful. Sometimes it gives you like an advantage over people. And if you are not careful, you begin to revel in that. And by the time you know, you have shifted from who God is in your life to whom you have become in life. Again, to know that you have lost your trust in God or you gradually drifting away is when you trust in your bow. B-O-W. You trust in your bow and arrow. Yeah? Psalm 44 verse 6. Psalm 44 verse 6. It says, "For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me." Yo, the bow was used as a weapon of war. That's why it's even bringing in the sword. So some people are very skillful. They can shoot. Like David, he can just shoot a stone. The Benjamite can shoot a bow, can throw a spear. They are archers. They don't miss. Saul trusted in his bow. And he shot at David. He was surprised that he missed because not every head can be sacrificed on the altar of expertise. Some heads are anointed with oil. That's when David was saying that, "Thou anointed my head with oil." You can, and he was sitting in close proximity. Oh, they were sitting at dining table. He threw it. Pwah! The thing missed him. He said, "Quay." Meanwhile, the real expertise of a Benjamite is that he will shoot at a strand of hair and hit the target. He missed a whole David in close proximity. That tells you that even when you have the ability, it is still God who directs the weapon you are using to hit the target. Are you here at all? It's God. You can't trust in your, some trust in their educational certificate. You're talking to me. Do you know who I am? And it's your certificate that has come into your head. Please tell someone, can you bench your certificate small? Yes. You need it for interview, not for human relations. I beg, bench it small, bench it small. You have a boyfriend. Do you know who I am? Do you know whose girlfriend I am? Do you know whose fiancé I am? Do you know where my boyfriend is? You are about to enter into one broken heart pit. You know, as you are boasting on this thing aside the Lord himself, he's about to scatter whatever your boast is on. About to. I will not trust in my bow. Every warrior has some kind of trust in their weapons. David told King Saul, he said, "That's your armor. You trust in it, Paul. Me, I've not proven it. I can't use it. I don't trust in it. Even the stones that I have first of all put my trust in the Lord Most High. Because you don't use stone to kill giant." So he said, "I'm not coming against you with weapons and whatever. I'm coming against you in the name of my God. And if I have put my trust in God, he can use the most useless weapon to bring down the strongest enemy." Samson had put his trust in God. He used the jawbone of an ass. Do you know an ass? A jawbone of an ass. You can't even call it a bone. He used it. He killed the Philistines like nobody's business. Because Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. That certificate, that family background you have. Anytime the Spirit of God is absent, you are KVIP. You have not seen, this week somebody was talking to me about someone who had masters and was looking for a job. The agency that picked the person saw that the person has masters from somewhere, an important place. He said, "Oh, we would have picked you, but the masters, and we can't pay you." He said, "Okay, I beg you, forget the masters. Just give me as diploma or first degree." They said, "No, we don't want any legal battle." So that they will say that we are underpaying. So he begged, he said, "Sister, carry your masters, go home." That is when you will know that your acquisitions don't make you, except the Lord establishes. There is no establishment. Can't trust in my book. It's always a privilege. We have to trust in the Lord. Are you ready for some more? In Luke chapter 11, verse 22. Luke 11:22. Look at what the scripture says. It says that, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoil. Listen, no matter how armored or protected or, you know, armory of arsenals you have, there is always someone who may come around stronger than you and even knows how to use what you have more than you do and can overpower you. You can't trust. He said the strong man is there. He's a strong man. But he says stronger than him can come. I mean, yesterday, Akufo-Addo was the president of Ghana. Yesterday, just yesterday. Just look at today. When you hear siren, his name doesn't come into your head. You say, Afufufo no mo kono. Abesin kodada. Dimbenia munchiremio, munchiremio. Are you here? Minimo say your papa will say your bonio. OSP way. Akufo-Addo time. Why you ding? You two Akufo-Addo. I was broken for it. I wanted. Enka wone wine. Ken. Groaning in asi empeno. Yentumi entuno. Parliament so ampeno. Nan crof won win to me entuno. Wo wuni wwa nipa bako pe usu wabon wante. Who's radi? That if you put your confidence in your position, there a time cometh where the position will be positionless. And even people who are weak can now start. Wow. Although here trial, I shall say befa. That's why you cannot trust in your office. Because that whole office is today, tomorrow even. Look at USAID and all its subsidiaries. I mean, this is one of the finest for generations. We woke up now, Elon has Maastricht. Then you are dealing with somebody, do you know who I am? Me, I don't even like Ghana companies or entities. Some of them work in the global, you know, NGOs, and we are dealing with global, multinational, global. Whoa! With a strand of pen. Pew! You are on hold like this. If your trust is not in God, and it's in USAID, imagine, some people have already started committing suicide, though, because that is the bar for their existence. But for those of us who know the Lord, we know that when one door shuts, God is about to scatter everywhere. Are you here at all? Too powerful. Because God even knows that you know, he was telling you, get out. You were not getting out. So he has now shut the whole place down so that your eye will clear for you to go for the next big thing. I see somebody entering into something bigger than. Said another cometh and overpowers him from the armor that he trusted in. Hey, no armor is powerful enough to give you life if God is not the foundation of your trust. Another thing is people trust in their wealth. They start trusting in human beings, of course. You have to trust in the wealth around people. Psalm 49:6. Psalm 49:6 say, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. Verse 7 said, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. There are people who trust in their wealth. And they are great riches. Boy, wealth is good. Here on earth, wealth is very important. Riches, very important. Any pastor that preaches to you that wealth is evil, That pastor is a very evil person. Riches is evil. That person is very, 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 very evil. But there is something beyond wealth. Something beyond riches. Praise the Lord. He says some people trust in their wealth. Unfortunately, it cannot redeem their brother. Go to the hospital, you see wealthy people dying. The money is no longer even important to them. They just want life. And the money is not able to buy life. Co-pastor always says, when we are talking and the matter is very complicated, he says that if God had not created death, like human beings will be something else. If God had not created death, that we will not die. Hey, by now, Uncle will be tiha. Ne more to me, tingwe chile ho. So, brah, say, do you know this is 19-3 nails? When did you come? Well, obe two, say, and number one, she was like, because I was okay. But thank God for death. There are things, money, though it answers all things. There are things God has preserved that money will not be able to pay for. Praise the Lord. It says that don't trust in your wealth. Tell somebody, don't trust in your wealth. Put your confidence in that. We have seen families that were rich before they have become poor. The address can easily change. We saw Despite too. Despite selling cassette too. Selling, or you know, oh, if you need this thing, Despite music. If you cassette, turntable, disc, like that too, then Despite movies. We saw that guy was a poor person. You see, from generation to generation, the wealth, it changes hands. So this one too, maybe his generation will carry it and then it will change hands. Have you seen that? He's buying a lot of people's properties. Yeah, those were wealth in the hands of some families. But now they are liquidating it and he has money at hand and he's buying. His family has become wealthy. But that wealth, God has arranged that it must pass on to another. So if you trust in this fleeting wealth, which changes hands from time to time. Your workplace, you know, you met some people there when you went to do national service. Now, no, they answer to you. Does it not shock you? Yes. Or now you are sitting around decision tables with people who trained you. It's a mystery. Are you here? Oh, yeah. Who tend to make subordinate be so adrenal? Because NJBR, they are coming to sit on the table with you and they will tell you this decision is wrong. You will be surprised. Who are you? Are we not the ones who trained you? We saw you when you were an intern. Best shock will be. I'm preaching this message. Hey, don't trust in your wealth. Trusting in your wealth just sometimes makes you shift away from trusting in Psalm 62 verse 10. Psalm 62 verse 10. I said, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. If riches what? Increase. God knows that with the increase of riches is also the diversion, the deviation of the heart. The heart can really misalign when riches start what? Increasing. As you started having promotion and great things started happening in your career, now you see that church is no longer important to you. Ministry is no longer important to you. You that used to drive your car to go and evangelize artisans squatting in uncompleted building and sponsoring them to bring them to church. Now, riches have started increasing. That things of God are not even attractive to you again. Wow. Look at someone saying, wow. Set not your heart upon them. If riches increase, it's a condition. If, yes. I mean, you have been collecting CDs, and now you start collecting tens of thousands of dollars. Then after there, yeah. You see that? Your shoulder will be going out of the shoulder socket. And you talk to people and you do this. We are not in the city level. City cannot sustain us. Oh boy. Your heart is gradually moving away. It's what? It's moving away. Sometimes you are a pastor, once you start seeing the gift, you stop trusting in God. You start focusing on the gift and losing your focus on the Lord. Who brought the people? Who brought the gift? And say, no prayer again, no fasting again, no studying of the word again. Then you are just, you have even lost your personal connection with God. I feel that all you are doing is that I am praying for the people. A dear problem now, Fabra. Mumbra cancer. Cancer, now I'm at you five. Now I'm at you five. When do you get time to pray? No time for the Lord. Shifting your heart completely to the people. This is what King Saul said. He said, I had waited, I didn't get a word. And the people were piling pressure on me. And I needed to do something. So his heart moved from the Lord. And he went and consulted the witch of Endor. Because he couldn't wait again in trusting in the Lord. Because the voices of the people. You that used to fast and pray before you come and stand here to pray. To just say hallelujah. To bark. To sing. Now, they said one song be has gone viral. And no, no, no. And no, no, no. I faith here. I'm going to sit there. And there will be people say, we'll blow. We'll blow. Miss why then? We'll blow. We'll blow. Whoa. We'll blow the end day. I said, yeah, whoa, bar. Just I see a mouse. Because when I would show microphone, would turn your man. Or should sun in tea. With increasing riches, may your heart not be stolen away. Said the love for money is the root of what? If God is going to prosper us. Question is, will you still be the same with God? Because some people, money changes them. Some people, opportunities changes them. Is God talking now? Some people, when God brings certain helpers around them, it just changes them. They get some position, they have changed. I mean, when you are talking to them now, it's like, who is talking to me? Is it me they are talking to? With increasing riches, if riches start increasing, yes. If riches start increasing, remember that you have walked barefooted before. Don't forget. Yesterday, me and mommy were doing a small walk in the evening. And I saw sachet water by the roadside. It was getting closer to where car tie can burst it in. Then I just thought that, Kai, this thing, when I used to walk, car can pass out there with a gummy white atari. Because when I be saying, "I'm going to the level now, umbunu biyemo." Sister Nisha says, "Oh, yes, can I umbunu kunu biyemo?" And your heart is moving away from trusting in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, it's difficult to change. When God starts blessing. That's why he told them in Deuteronomy, he says that, I want you to know that I've given you this land. It's flowing with milk and honey. When you have eaten and you are full, remember, don't forget, remember that you did not get these things by your bow or by the strength of your arm. But it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to get wealth. When he withdraws his power, you will see that your hands don't have capacity to hold anything. I'm telling you. There are people here whose hands are there, but lack power. It's a withering hand. Yeah. You can see the hand though, but it cannot even hold a phone. But the hand is there. It doesn't have power. Nerves are distorted, but your structure can be there and it can be functionless. It's God who holds us. He said, one of the prayers that one of the writers in the scripture says that I always remember that my frame is clay. I'm just but clay. When riches start increasing, trust in the Lord and enjoy it. In fact, when you're enjoying riches with God, it's beautiful, Bia. It's very beautiful. Praise the Lord. There are members here where if they travel to UK, we won't hear about them again. Travel with your share. It'll be to your back to America. You're better in Kabima. You're in Tinin Kabima. Yes, start to sell. So, I'll come from some local church. Yaba American. And so, Baba, yeah, experiencing Jesus. Better ministry. For some Konoa. And at the end, we best. Green card must not change your trust in the Lord. Is God talking to somebody here at all? Yes, now. Hey. I want to give you this same point, but I have some scriptures here. I don't want to take them home. Proverbs 11:28. Let the word enter us. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that trusted in his riches shall. The moment you start trusting in your riches, you're on your way down. He says you will fall. It's inevitable that you must fall. All rich people who have trusted in their riches have fallen, and you cannot be different. There's no way you can protect yourself from falling. Mark chapter 10, verse 24. Trust in the Lord. He said, and the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and saith unto them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in the riches. How hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. So hard, though. For people who cannot let money go and God stay. Jesus told the man, he said, okay, if you say you have done everything, go and now share your riches. Be empty of it and come. Let's have a conversation. He said, Abba, 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 Abba. Jesus said, Enony, you trust in the riches. And you see, if you want to apply scriptures, if you trust in riches, there are certain dimensions you will never be able to enter. Because some places, they don't enter with riches. Some of the places, they enter with humility. They enter with godliness. Praise the Lord. It says that you trust in your riches, you will not be able to enter the kingdom of God. The God realm does not respect your riches. Respect your trust in God. Unwavering trust. Giving, dedicating yourself. For God to approve of you that a correct man or substance should marry you, he must be sure of your trust for him. Now, it is Jezebel that took that. You see, all these women who were not godly, they just stole the heart of Solomon into idol worship. Some of you, as you are in the church, we know that you'll be a very good wife of a pastor, but only God knows what you'll be doing in the next 15 years. How you'll be telling prayer warriors, shut up there, you are making noise in my house. Pastor says, we can't pray. The sister has been singing. You saw her on the stage singing. Like somebody I'm seeing right now. You saw her on the stage singing. And you started, hey, get away in one of you. God forbid. How have you become the God of somebody? Was God not using the person before you came? You are a woman. One woman locked the husband. Today, you are not going to preach. You what? Sunday morning, pepepe. He said, I want sex. The man gave me. He said, you want three more rounds. Hey! All women here who are married receive this kind of appetite. Shakalabada gadada. Three more rounds. The man said, after this, what energy will I use to do the work of God? Wow. So now we see you as a very sound sister. We trust you, but God knows that he can't trust you because, oh no, in 15 years, you know, I dream Pia Uba Benyano. And we're going to power never reveal it. Niashe Umuda Dada. You must trust in God so that when he commits riches into your hands, nyankopon kra onu ne ho sa kwa we me di chee ni nsemi amana nkodibru nsemechi and say in life amana nye canal. In fact, riches, they are supposed to enhance our relationship with God. It makes us see that how God is responsible and how he's able to. Someone asked me a question, a Nigerian asked me a question. He said, when Buhari was in power, some things that are sold for 5,000 naira today were sold for 500 naira. And salaries have not increased. How are people able to continue to live with old salary when inflation has gotten to like 300-400%? Is it not a mystery that God is able to take care of people? It's a mystery. Same money, but nobody even knows how they survive. Praise the Lord. But are you edified? Are you sure you're edified? Tell somebody, when God commits into your hands riches, I mean, some of the riches will be the fact that we are Bema, and then God will give you LPS. She said, we seek her when you seek a foot on any. What do you say? Some people get married and they lose God. You get a job and you lose God. You get a position, you lose God. You get some status and you lose God. Enhancement on your person must not make you lose your trust in God. Sometimes it may even look like, now it's like I'm getting a deeper information. Yeah, like the way Eve and Adam were behaving now. You know, the serpent was telling them that when you eat this thing, Yeah, you'll be enlightened. And you and God cry, God cry, God cry. And of Charlie snobbing. Madame. Daddy. Madame snobbing. Inkiti kitapon. When you're away. Infant sucro and abada. Wow. It looks like a deep revelation. So I started reading fifth and sixth and seventh book of Moses, book of Joshua, book of Enoch. Yeah, it's like, oh, why? Oh, yeah, why? You believe in some tilly to be somewhere. You believe in some things that are not in scripture. But in your mind, this is deeper revelation, deeper understanding. Yeah. And then it pops you up. When you nip a kasana ocean up and pim way, because on reading fifth and sixth and seventh book of Moses before I dream any oath. Because in your mind. You are richer mentally than someone who name say, as you are doing all that, why? Tell someone, watch what you read, watch what you give your ears to, watch what you feast on, because not everything will draw you closer to God. Some of the things will take you away from the Lord. And pray for somebody, say, God have mercy, God have mercy. Can you clap your hands for the Lord and let's just this is better, isn't it? Jesus, let your heart draw closer to him. Jesus, we leave it in your hands.
Yes.
Let's go. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Is that your song? Sing it to him now.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.